This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio.
Tomorrow, the people of Scotland go to the polls for one of the most crucial political and economic decisions of their lives. They will vote on whether or not they want to separate from the United Kingdom. As veteran Marketplace correspondent Stephen Beard reports, the voters have been warned.
More than 100 companies with Scottish operations have spoken of the perils of independence. Some have threatened to pull their headquarters out of Scotland if there's a yes vote. The pro-independence leader, Alex Salmond, blames the No campaign.
I think the problem lies entirely with the No campaign for this reason. They have now been caught red-handed as being part of a campaign of scaremongering.
But the warnings of turmoil have been widespread. Following a yes vote, there would be at least 18 months of intense negotiation. And for the whole of the UK, acute uncertainty. What currency would Scotland use? How much of the UK's national debt would it shoulder? How much of the North Sea oil would it inherit? Mike Amy of the PIMCO bond investment firm.
I think it would create uncertainty because we wouldn't know who'd end up with what. And as a result of that, I think you'd probably find some business investment put on hold during that period. The economy would be weaker.
That may be putting it mildly. Some economists say that at a stroke, the UK's reputation as a global safe haven would be smashed. There could easily be a run on the pound, says George Godborough, a fund manager with the Mighton Investment Group.
If Scotland were to vote to be independent, I would expect a very significant fall in sterling, be as much as 10%.
Dire predictions are coming thick and fast. A well-known property website forecasts if there's a yes vote, a Scottish house price crash. That might wipe $130 billion off the value of Scottish real estate and rattle Britain's mortgage banks. In Scotland, businesswoman Michelle Rodger, who plans to vote yes, says these forecasts are ludicrously negative.
A yes vote sends the most positive message to the rest of the world. It's Scotland saying, you know, we've taken this opportunity, we've grasped it with both hands, and we're going to change Scotland for the better.
No one doubts the Scots would be able to run a successful economy, but divorce can be messy. Disentangling the 307-year-old union with the rest of Britain would be monumentally difficult. In London, I'm Stephen Beard for Marketplace.
The economic well-being of an independent Scotland will depend significantly on how much North Sea oil and gas Scotland would get to keep. If you missed our report about this on the air, it's at marketplace.org. There's also a Marketplace app available for free in the Apple and Google stores that has portable versions of me and Kai Rizdal and the rest of the gang.